The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, May the 17th. We're getting close. We've got Hotorama. We got Rodeo. We got it all. We have a big show today. Big show. But our first, our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And my partner in life and in the radio.
We judged the chili cook-off last night, by the way.
Oh, yes.
It was really delicious, and we know that there is... my headphones are weirded out right now. It's the kickoff! There's so much going on. You know, of course, the pancake breakfast is happening. Tonight, the rodeo starts. We're going to have some special guests that are... have traveled up to the North State once again and are going to be in the later hour. What else is happening this show?
Okay, this show we're having the Churn Creek Bottom residents on to talk about, you know, the Measure A or B. This is kind of like one of the last times we're going to be able to do this. See what else is happening. Of course, the winner of Senior Idol is going to be here. He's going to be here a little bit later in the show, and so we can talk to him. What an amazing story he has. But so today we're going to be able to do some talking about, like, you know, David Letterman on his show last night said Obama is a great president, he's politic informed. What else could you possibly want for this man? Well, let's try to start with this one. Unemployment that was below 6%. How about a deficit that wasn't in the trillions, or a debt that wasn't in the trillions? How about the end of a war that he said he was going to end 3 years ago and still hasn't? How about Wall Street and the banking? He said he was going to fix that, and, of course, the banking industry is still not fixed. The fact that unions are still holding sway, and the fact that he can go to a fundraiser at George Clooney's house and get $15 million, and the fact that a landowner here in town gives $5,000 to somebody, makes front page news. You know, the whole thing. Anyway, but first, before we get to all of that, and there's more, we're going to go to our favorite advisors for Wall Street. That's the Wells Fargo advisors and Josh Wiley. Hi, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, Wall Street opened lower this morning. Eurozone concerns intensified to push markets lower. Currently, the Dow's down 40 points at 12,558, while the NASDAQ is down 16 at 2,857, and the S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,319. Oil is up 48 cents a barrel at 93.29, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.87%. Gold's up $15.60 this morning at $1,552, while silver is up 41 cents at $27.61 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's up 3 pennies at $22.68, Caterpillar's down $3.18 at $88.68, while Google is up $4.07 at $632.89. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks so much. We get the Wells Fargo update Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning.
Park Marina Drive.
Park
just go
Marina
by and get
them. That's right.
Catch
you know, just catch them in, Josh or Chris or Susan or Kathy. Just go in there and ask them what's going on in Wall Street, and they're going to tell you what's happening.
They're right there across from the Social Security offices. You can't miss it.
There you go.
Yeah. Do we want to do
let's take
a break?
Let's say hello to Bad Bob. Then we come back to the weather.
What do you mean? Oh, you were on the phone.
Yes. Hello.
Good morning.
Salutations. Greetings.
When we come back, we're going to come back with the weather, but we're also going to come back with the latest clues. Bad Bob knows where the money's at. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14. Mm-hmm.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsredding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Redding. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Redding area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Redding Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Yahoo! It's Rodeo Week!
I like, who can it be now? Love it.
Bob
is always playing the best bump music. It's the 17th of May today. If you just like, where am I? Who am I? Where are, you're in Redding, California. Well, you're in the North State, so you could be driving down 5. Anyway, welcome to KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning. It's currently 48 degrees, and we are going to have a slight chance of showers today. It's okay. It's all right. It's going to be high around 80. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 54. Tomorrow, look at this day, Friday, 83 degrees. You know, it's going to be fabulous for the pancake breakfast. 83 in the morning, mostly clear tomorrow night with lows of around 54. Now, for those of you who have been waiting, here are your tips or your clues for the loot.
Yeah, Bob knows where it's at.
West is the answer and Cal is half a name.
Cal West.
But no one is home to claim your fame. If you think you know who the Lone Stranger and Sidekick are, you got to call this number, 223-1188. That's 223-1188. If you think you found the loot, call 244-1117.
If I may, the Stranger's clue is the second one on the list there. You've read the loot clue.
They gave you a two pieces of paper instead of being on the same
one. Oh, thank you very much, because they must have cut it off, and they still underread that.
Bob handed you the wrong thing.
All right, so tell me what's going on.
Bad Bob's got
one more time.
The identity of the Lone Stranger and Sidekick. Would you like me to hand it over?
No, you go ahead.
A football coach from Alabama, a tough cowboy roper and the boss, a high horse, whose zigzag escape was a loss. Now that's cryptic.
Now that's for the
Lone Stranger and Sidekick.
Okay, and the for the loot?
For the loot, West is the answer, and Cal is half a name, but no one is home to claim your fame. And we also have the previous day's clues if somebody thinks they have an idea and may want to pick them up. And if, Linda, if you have the phone number.
No, I have them too, but it's really strange how it's marked on my page. But you know what, Bob, I was thinking about your voice. You're such a great storyteller. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to give away tickets this morning. That's what I love to do. I love to get you guys all excited and energized because you won tickets. And I love it too because there's nothing better than to be able to go somewhere and know that you won complimentary tickets. So the first tickets are going to go to the rodeo, which opens tonight. Actually, no, these are Friday tickets. Did you know we have Friday tickets? Cool. Friday tickets for tomorrow night, 2 tickets free, right here, first caller, 605-4567. Give us a call for your rodeo tickets.
All right. Let's see what else we have going on. You know, good news. Foreclosures in Shasta County are down. They've been going down for 6 straight months. Now, that's good news for the market, but it also could be is that we've, you know, and this is what I hope it's not, is that we're running out of houses to foreclose on. Yeah, you know, we've just had so many of them. So, but, you know, let's take this as good news, is that the foreclosure rate is dropping. There's been things happening. There have been different, there have been some programs from the banks. I'm sure it's helped people. But I'm also thinking is that maybe there's been an uptick, and people have been able to pay, you know, stay in their homes, which
Sheriff
is a big thing.
Sheriff favorite word, uptick.
Uptick. Okay, okay, a few things here. Bill Mayer. Who is a comedian who I, frankly, have no respect for at all.
Read
He's
about
on HBO,
that one.
Says that he thinks President Obama is the best president since Jimmy Carter. You know, when you think about it, that's a pretty good analogy that, you know, Jimmy Carter took us into such a hole, destroyed the CIA, put the Ayatollah Khomeini on the, you know, in charge of Iran, and decimated the military. So, yeah, Jimmy Carter and President Obama. There's probably a lot to be said. There's you know, except that President Obama is Jimmy Carter on steroids. So to punch that up. And then David Letterman, of course. Now Mayer's saying that on HBO, that's a paid channel. But now David Letterman, though, on his late night show, which is, by the way, covered by the FCC, he's telling us he's campaigning for Obama on his show. And I think his statement was, what else can President Obama do to prove he should be reelected? So let's go back to the last sentences here. Let's talk about, you know, debt, deficit, this probably, you don't remember this, but early on in his, in Obama's tenure, he brings in the veterans into his office, and he proposes that the veterans pay for the medical injuries that they receive while on active duty, including wounds, everything. Well, you should take this out of your private insurance. I mean, the men and women sitting there were gassed by what he said, and so much more. It was so bad. This shows how much he has no concept of military and what they go through. Even the Democrats came out screaming the next morning saying this will never happen. And Obama, what's everybody getting so excited about? I mean, they did volunteer. So, I mean, but this is, you know, this is the man that he started it back then. Well, he started on the night of his inauguration when the Medal of Honor Society, there's only 92 of these men who have won the Medal of Honor or have been awarded the Medal of Honor. You don't win those things, but have been awarded the Medal of Honor for the great acts of heroism and bravery. They have their own get-together on the inauguration day. Every president has gone there, except President Obama. He chose not to go. He chose to say, I think he sent Biden, who, by the way, just said, I could have been president if I wanted to. Yeah, Joe. And just keep sitting back there and eating the soup and doing what Obama says. All right, got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire. Well, you know what? When you see things like this, it's, Well, I guess Letterman has a right to say that. You know that? Because we're sitting here just the opposite, saying, nope, he shouldn't be. It's a free country. You can switch the channel. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Don't turn on the lights, because I don't want to see. Mama told me that's gone. Mama told me that's gone. That ain't the way that it was.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curves Fitness for Women, Walter Hurst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
KCNR AM 1460 is proud to sponsor Hot-O-Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. All makes, models, and years. Hot rods, muscle cars, production cars, imports, motorcycles, dragsters, 4x4s, and more. If it has wheels, it's here. Enjoy sound-offs, hop-offs, rock crawling, burnouts, and so much more. Get your tickets at your local Napa stores. Hot-O-Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For info, visit hot-orama.com.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Carl and the Bot, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, Tobacco and Brew. You know, you got to love that place. Joe and Shelly have been running it for over 35 years. Though you wouldn't look, know it by looking at them, they look like kids. But they have the finest coffee establishment at Espresso Joe's there. You can get anything to just not only just the coffee and the iced coffee, but you also get, you can buy the beans, you can buy anything to make coffee there. And a huge sale on cigars over there in their humidor. And we'll meet or beat any price, prices on tobacco in this town. Any prices. But the big sales they're having right now, go in there and get six and get another one free, plus you get a few other things in there. It's a time to do it. It is time to go to Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Let's talk about, have you seen the front page the last couple of days? By the way, Silas Lyons was on yesterday, and Silas and I, you know, talked about the, you know, print and, you know, all these other things that are going on. And we genuinely like having a record searchlight. You need a paper in a town. You just do. You need a paper, you need community radio, you need community TV. You need those in a town to make it a community, make it a town, I believe. When you don't have that, then things start, you just start losing losing your identity. But it doesn't mean we always have to agree with them. So for the last 2 days, they've been having on the front page, and I guess it is kind of big news for the Record Searchlight, is the Onnisted and LaMalfa thing. There was a website put up smacking Sam Onnisted, and it was you can look at it as saying it was a direct attack on him, and it was, you know, via the website, and it kind of linked DeQuisto to it. And Mike says, I don't know anything about it. But it turns out that the person, at least who paid for it, was Mark Spanigal, who was LaMalfa's chief of staff. But LaMalfa says, and you said it, he says, look, that wasn't authorized or condoned by me or my campaign. And that, you know, that, and that if he did that, I assume then if you want to go on to the next step, and even though LaMalfa didn't say this, that I can find, he said if Spanigal did that, he did it on his own. Now, the question is what's going to happen after this? Onnisted is threatening to file a complaint with the FEC because you put up a nasty website about him. You know, I'm not sure. And, you know, it may be the fact, oh, that's just nasty. Well, it might be, but come on. You boys have been in politics for a long time. I mean, this Onnisted is not your first rodeo. And I remember when I got a letter, we all got letters from the LaMalfa campaign about an ad that Onnisted was running that was taking, that they said was a direct lie, that Onnisted said LaMalfa said this. Well, LaMalfa's campaign came back and said that was a direct lie. Now, I didn't see that in the front page of the Record Searchlight, but this is. And speaking of the Record Searchlight, last talk about this, is that we went over the campaign contributions again with Insoma, and still it comes down to the fact that you know, that you look at the front page, and I've got it here in front of me, and you talk about, and the people you ask about it who say there's things wrong about this are the people are the opponents of the people that receive money. And on the front page, of course, is a picture, you know, a little picture of Insoma, but every one of the people that were posted, Clifford and Schwindemann and Jones, had how much money that they were given from Mr. Insoma. And every one of them has not, and Record Searchlight has endorsed every one of their opponents. And now, this is the front page above the fold. So if this is going to be a hit piece, and this is going to say, hey, we've already endorsed the other candidates, and look what this has. Obviously, this has a point. This has a point for people not to vote for these candidates. Well, if that's the case, why don't you put it back in the editorial page? I mean, Silas, I understand what you said yesterday, but I still am not sold on this fact. Oh, it's just a page. It just had something to do with, you know, with the elections and the county. And even though they did go every bit of money that Insoma was given to national campaigns. So when I asked, well, why don't you say anything about the unions giving tens of thousands of dollars in the last city campaign? Oh, it didn't have anything to do with this campaign. Well, what did the other stuff have to do? Frankly, you know what? To me, it was not a piece of journalism to be proud of. It was a hit piece that needed to be, or it was editorial that needs to be back someplace else. Anyway, enough of that. Zimmerman?
If I can interject real briefly, we have a person in the chat room. They say they have a blank screen, and, of course, we can't talk to them if they have a blank screen. But if you're listening, log out and log in again, maybe with a different browser, see if that clears up the problem.
Well, we have...
That take care of our chatters.
Yeah, we also have a new server, actually. You know what I mean? In fact, I've just been getting some emails about people changing servers, and we do have a little bit of these glitches that happen once we do that. Got tons of tickets to give away. In the next half hour, you don't want to go anywhere, because coming up, back in the room, waiting to come in...
is the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association to get their... to get their equal time on the measures here. And okay. Don't we have a bunch of
Absolutely.
Tickets, too,
we'll
for
be taking,
Hotorama?
We'll be taking questions from them, as well as we've got the Marine Corps color.
Mounted color guard.
Mounted color guard. We saw them last night. We were judging a chili cook-off. So much stuff going on this weekend. One of the things that's going on, too, as well, you know, it's Hotorama. We're going to take a caller here at the break. Give us a call. Free ticket, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's another down day for Wall Street. Fresh concerns over the European debt crisis and some weak manufacturing data are weighing on markets here in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 70 points. On the flip side, oil is gaining momentum in early trading. Crude prices are climbing higher, bouncing off a six-month low. Shares of Media General are also soaring on news of a deal with Berkshire Hathaway. A Berkshire subsidiary is buying all of the group's papers except for its Tampa print assets for $142 million in cash. Berkshire will also provide Media General with a $400 million loan and a $45 million revolving credit line. Media General is in talks with other prospective buyers for the Tampa assets. And Tiffany is boosting its quarterly dividend 10%. Shareholders can now expect a cash payout of 32 cents per share. And for you football fans, Super Bowl champs the New York Giants received their rings from Tiffany last night. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Please join the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and Senior Chief Rob Burrows of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a sunset dinner cruise on Lake Shasta, Sunday night, May 20th, 2012, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tri-tip dinner will be included, an open bar. Tickets are $150 each. Reservations aren't required. Only 50 seats available, so please make your call today. All proceeds from this event will be going to the Liberty Park for the new Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center campus to be located at Redding Municipal Airport. Again, the phone number for this is 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Come join us for a wonderful night. Here is your chance to meet with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Enjoy a fantastic dinner and spending an evening on beautiful Lake Shasta, just in time for Sunday's solar eclipse. Again, the number to call, 378-2280.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Seco organic local pork, including chops, roast, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road next to Winter Gardens.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on
that's
Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott.
7:34 in the morning. I love how you do it. Like, roll those R's. Just roll on in and roll those R's. 7:34 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. Currently 64? Wow. Going to be 80. It's going to be about 80 degrees today.
We're talking about a beautiful weekend.
We have a chance of showers today, which is okay because that's really cool to have a little bit of that, especially with the hot rods and especially with the rodeo. Just give a little,
dampens the dust.
We won't be snorting all that stuff in. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 54. Tomorrow, here we go. Look at this weekend, you guys. Friday, 83, sunny. Saturday, 86, sunny. Sunday, 89. Sunblock time. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Reading. Check it out. They are doing dining and lunch on the balcony, out on the deck. Fabulous. 474-5546.
That's it.
Reservation time.
Okay, our guest today, we have tried to keep it as equal as we possibly can on is getting people on here to give both sides. Yesterday, Doug Jenke from the Board of Realtors was on. Today, and the Board of Realtors, of course, are taking the yes on A, no on B stance. And today we have our guest, again, the Turn Creek Bottom Residents Homeowners Association, Rod Evans, whom you know already, but also Randy Carter is here. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, you live down in Turn Creek.
Yes, I live in Turn Creek. I'm a Reading resident for 58 years, so.
58
wow.
years.
Well, yes.
Did they bring you here, four years before you were born?
What? Born and raised here and part of a Christensen clan that's been here since the 40s.
Oh, good. And, of course, Rod, everybody knows Rod.
Yep.
you probably wish they didn't know.
Well, not everybody knows Rod.
Okay,
so
Rod.
Introduce yourself
Rod
a little
Evans.
Bit,
right.
Rod. You live down in Turn Creek as well.
I do.
And
I am the spokesperson for the Turn Creek Bottom Homeowners and Friends. And we're a group of about 245 households. Not everyone lives in Turn Creek Bottom that is part of our group, but we have friends and supporters all over Reading.
Well, to get the measures on to the ballot box took how many signatures?
Well, it only took about 6,000 signatures to get it on the ballot, but we almost doubled that. We had 11,000, in excess of 11,000 to get it on. So, and we did that in 27 days, so it's pretty remarkable. We had a wonderful outpouring of support from the whole community on A and B.
Okay, I just need to ask this question because, what happens is for a lot of us, there's so much information that's going on, and not only just with this particular situation, but just in general in politics and in life and in our world. Randy, I specifically want to ask you, you've lived there for how many years again?
58 years.
58 years. Born and raised, lived there. Christensen family.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here today?
Well, I'm here today not only as a Turn Creek Bottom homeowner, but I'm a retired fireman, and I can see the impact, how it's going to take on the folks that I've worked with in the city and the impacts of their safety services and their inability to keep providing those services getting spread thinner and thinner every day.
Wow.
Is that
okay.
Based on the fact that the shopping center is built there and there won't be an increase in taxes? Don't you agree that if there's shopping center goes there, there's some kind of increase in money coming to the county, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have mutual aid agreements with the county already. I'm retired.
I understand.
And so we see those resources going out. Typically, the county resources aren't made up of resources that have the ability to address these large infrastructure buildups. And the city of Reading is already at 97 square miles, so they have inherently long response times, and their stations are already becoming closed, and the tax revenue is dropping. So whenever you move something outside the city, a way of thinking of that is you actually have moved somewhat the city limits out without moving the tax revenue out. And the city limits really are that big, and that's just a figure of speech, but those resources in the city will be the ones that will have to respond down there. Big buildups like that typically have City of Reading type infrastructure, especially water supplies for the sprinkler systems and the fire flows needed for those large buildups.
Okay, so that's why you said that. Okay, so even if the tax money comes back in, the tax money they're saying that goes to the county, that won't necessarily pay for the firefighting apparatus because the county does not have that type of firefighting apparatus to fight a big building fire.
Absolutely. And if you just a few days ago, there's a couple of small fires in the Reading showed that they taxed their resources totally on those two small fires.
Was that the Reading
City of Reading
Fire Department?
The point being that their resources are taxed already, and then the county has to come in and backfill those stations in order to provide the emergency calls after the fact. And there's a sharing of resources, but the sharing will go on big build-ups like this. The sharing will be more towards Reading going to the county. And also,
well, right now when they're sharing, they come in from all over because we've had that fire on that motel. Remember the motel fire last year?
Yes.
People coming in from everywhere. Cal Fire, Anderson, Cottonwood, everybody came rolling in.
Yeah, and most of those are volunteer type.
That's true.
So it takes a long time to get those resources back in. But it fully taxes the resources. In the summertime, when those call volumes are up and the county's not available,
so
it's going to make
you say one of the reasons that you're having a concern is because of the stretching of resources that are already stretched that would have to go out there.
Absolutely. And then, of course,
I got to take a break first. I'm sorry, and what?
The tax revenue that's associated with that moval from the tax revenue into the county.
Okay, and there's an argument on that one. The one on the fire thing, I haven't heard that one before.
Hey, we are taking your calls here. If you've got questions, 605-4567, and your questions in the chat room, KCNR1460.com. Looking forward to a further continued conversation regarding Churn Creek. We'll be right back, KCNR1460.
Some people call me the space cowboy. The gangster of love.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Hi, Linda Bott here, and I'm with Miss Reading Rodeo 2012, Amanda Silva. Hey, what's going on?
It's going great. I'm excited to be here, and I'm here to talk about Chicks and Chaps.
Tell us what Chicks and Chaps is.
What you do at this is it's a rodeo clinic for women only for breast cancer promotion. You learn to rope. You get to be on a dummy bull. You get to take a tour of our bucking chutes. All of this is done with the PRCA Cowboys. All of this money goes back to our local Reading hospitals, cancer patients. It's happening Friday night of rodeo. You're going to get to run your clinic with all the PRCA Cowboys, take your pictures, get your autographs. And then when rodeo starts, you get to be in your own chick pit. They're going to deck this pit out in all pink, and you're going to get food, drinks, an awesome goodie bag to last you through the night.
Where do we get the tickets? They're $65 each.
You can get them on info@readingrodeo.com, off the website readingrodeo.com, or any of the three people listed on the flyer.
All right, we'll see you at Chicks and Chaps. That's May 18th rodeo night with Amanda Silva, Miss Reading Rodeo 2012.
Woo!
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning, May the 17th. Our guest, Rod Evans and Randy Carter of the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. And here's a question I have for you. You all have you've gotten this on the measure with 11,000 votes. Yet there are so many organizations lined up against you that are supporting not only the shopping center, but no on Measure B. Mm-hmm. How do you all handle this? I know that you're fighting a great battle here, but when you see all that, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, Carl, I think we have tremendous amount of support. I mean, some of the organizations that have gone against us on this are the realtors. But what we found out in actuality is it's a handful of realtors, literally, and I'm probably more than a handful, but it's the board. We've got, I don't know how many realtors are actually in favor of what we're doing here. So, you can't say blanket that all these organizations are against us, because we know there's construction companies now with signed project labor agreements that are not union. They are really, really upset over this and are not supporting Measure A. And so, with the grassroots support that we have, it's actually the community that is supporting us. It's not, we have support from a lot of organizations. We've got support from League of Women Voters, the Farm Bureau, a variety of other organizations that do support us on this. Measure B is a more complex question than Measure A. Measure A seems to be pretty clear-cut for most people. Measure B, I think what has happened is there's been a lot of scare tactics that have been information that's gone out about Measure B, and people now are kind of wary and saying, wow, what do we believe? We don't know. So I think you have to really, really research this, look at, what's being said about it, look at the truth that's being said. I think you have to look at it from a logical standpoint. Is this believable or not believable? Feasible? Is it verifiable? I mean, you have to look at all those things when you're looking at this to really find the truth in Measure B. But Measure A is pretty clear cut.
Okay, we've got a phone call here. Let's go to the phones. BC, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl, Rod, and Randy. I got a question. I was at the Tea Party meeting down there, and there was an issue that came up that I was confused about between you guys and the Hawkins Development Group on how much nobody wants the ACID won't take any of the stormwater off and none of the other effluents that they're going to get. And it was on the size of the acre feet storage that would have to be generated there, and I think, and I'm not sure, I think Hawkins is like less than a third of what you guys said would have to have. So my question for you, and I'll take it off the air, is exactly how much storage do they contemplate they're going to have to put in there? And in fact, if we have a freak nature deal and it rains too much and it's breached to the landowners out there, who's going to pay the money to clean it up and all that? I appreciate that answer, guys. Thank you.
Hey, I am really glad to answer that question, because we had a professional hydrologist do a study for us, and he wrote a brief summary here, which I am going to just take and read to you. It is not possible to verify or duplicate the results described in this EIR report due to a lack of detailed information describing data, assumptions, and methods. The peak flow relied upon by the EIR analysis is unidentified, undeclared, and unsupported, and the existing condition overflow floodplain does not reflect the understanding of FEMA. The drainage plan includes unusual and unexplained features. There is a very high risk that the proposed drainage facilities will not operate as anticipated in such event, since no non-damaging alternate flow path has been identified. It is likely that there will be damages. Now, this was done by a professional hydrologist who was a very, very ethical person. We gave him no marching orders. We just said, can you take a look at their hydrologist report that's making the claims that this is going to work? And this was the conclusion of an expert.
Didn't Hawkins say that they used the FEMA? The FEMA report? Did this hydrologist use the FEMA report?
What
people are supposed to use.
Yeah, our understanding is that the FEMA report was much, much higher as far as the flood flows that come through that area. That is an F2 floodplain, 95% of this project. That's undisputed. They have made no alternate flow paths for that, other than they have this detention basin, and they may have based that on a reduced amount of flood flows that FEMA didn't say. Now, their claim is that their hydrologist, and they've made an application to FEMA to change that, to lower that. And so I have not seen that. I've asked for that report and have not seen it yet. So, there's a little bit of discrepancy there.
You know what? If my friends, if you go to enough, if you listen to everybody enough, you start picking up stuff here.
Right.
Because you're absolutely right. Ron. There is a tremendous amount of information out there.
Yeah.
And both sides are taking a piece of information and saying, this is what it says. So this is why it's real important to understand, all my friends, that, you know, what is the shining path here, I guess, you know, of because it's everybody is bringing in their people and they are just adamantly convinced
yeah.
this is true. And I mean, I don't get any hints of insincerity from you all at all. So this is, you believe this. This is what they're doing is wrong.
What they're
saying is wrong. And they're just saying just as much on the other side. No, what we've got is right.
Yeah.
So this is quite a toughie here for the voters, I think.
I think you're right, Carl. I think these issues have to be looked at in their entirety. I think you have to look at really the whole project and say, is this something that we want to introduce to our community? You couldn't just take like this floodwater issue and say that in and of itself. But, you know, we know that we needed to get experts. We've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on experts in several areas, in traffic and water and other areas to take a look at this. And in most cases, they say that the environmental impact report that was prepared at the direction of the county actually was done with many, many flaws in it, unsupported facts, unverifiable facts. I think that could most probably best example of that would be if you took a look at the traffic, and you have to wonder why there's still a lawsuit by Caltrans against the Board of Supervisors and against the Hawkins Company.
That's true, there is.
Because that's one example of many of their figures that didn't jive with another public agency. So that's a big deal.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guests are the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association, Randy Carter and Rod Evans. There's more than them, but they're just spokespeople here today. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork ribs starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas at Crown Motors. They carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, and Crown Motors takes pride in the vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction.
Go down and visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Crown Motors. Our guests, Rod Evans and Randy Carter of the Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. We got like 5 minutes left. I don't know how many more times we're going to be talking about this. This may be the last time. So give it your best shot.
All right, Carl. Thank you. I think really what we heard very recently here was that someone spoke to several people in the community, and Most of those people will say the same thing. These are people that are not experts. They're just people who live here. They know why they live here. They know what this area is about. They know what it stands for. They know what they want it to become, both 10 years from now, 30, 40 years from now, when their kids may still be here. And that is something that's different from any town USA. And when I say any town USA, I'm talking about the Stocktons and the Fairfields and all those urban places like that that have let urban sprawl go. It was terrible, terrible planning occurred in those areas, and they're just so sprawled out. It is not a fun place to live and be. They've got nothing but stores. And so most of the people here feel that they just want something different, want something better. We have this opportunity right now at this present moment to plan our community for the long term. We're going to grow, but we need to grow in the correct way. We need to have a regional planning component where cities and county are working together and planning in the best places. Not in places without municipal infrastructure, not in places that will take revenue from one municipality over to the other municipality, and they're fighting over all these dollars. That is not the way to grow. That is not the way people want our area to what we want to become. And I think that is just what we're about. We all agree with that. And everyone that we talk to, and this is where we got our base of support, all these people that we talk to say that very same thing. That's why 11,000 people signed that. And that's why I believe that people will turn out in force on June 5th to vote no on A and yes on B.
A lot of them voted already.
Yeah. You have.
I mean, I didn't realize what a big the absentee ballots. I didn't realize how big that was. Anyway, Randy.
Well, yeah, and I think strong towns came to town, and they pointed out how this momentum of growth horizontally has caught up with us. We've got the cost. We don't need to create more costs by doing the same kinds of mistakes. We've recognized that municipalities support these kinds of things, so if we need it, keep it in the municipality. And as far as the organizations that you spoke of earlier, if you look at all of those particular organizations, they all have supported anything that has growth. They supported Stillwater. So you got to look at the motivation of where they're at and who they are, too. And are they in the best interest of our community, or are they looking for self-interest?
Well, you know, I would say is that most people are, they see a mall, the ones that are backing this, mm-hmm. as a way of putting money in their pockets. And that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. No.
In a way of putting money into the community coffers via taxes, and that's not bad. The question is the mall the right way to do it? I think that if we start questioning people about, you know, growth, then it's got to be well, why fight growth? And I don't think you're saying you're against growth.
No, not at all. No. I think what they're doing now in this case is they're fighting over scraps. I think we need to grow our jobs up. We can't build ourselves out of economic.
But just a minute. How would you do that?
Well, we need to have people put on very creative thinking hats and go out and figure out ways that we can create good paying jobs, solid jobs, and bring that to the community. That is not an easy answer to that. And that's what
I haven't heard one yet.
Well, I think we need to collaborate and get our governments together, our local municipal governments together, and start thinking in terms of how they can work together instead of this competition that they're entering into now. And that's the bottom line.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Both
hey, thanks
of
for
you.
Being on today. You know, it's neighbors, it's our neighbors out here, and that's why we just it's kind of like we want what's going to be the best. For our community, and voters are going to say what that is. We come back, we've got the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, hopefully without the horses
they're
in the studio.
Here.
They're here, and they're ready
fun.
To rock.
Yeah, we're ready to rock. Wow. KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. We're a little older. Americans' median age up to 37 in 3 months, in new census figures that also show minorities are the majority in maternity wards. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Dave, for the first time in U.S. history, whites account for fewer than half of newborn babies. According to the 2011 U.S. Census, 50.4% of children born between 2010 and 2011 belong to racial or ethnic groups, which would make them what some demographers are calling the new majority-minority generation. The census also shows the number of senior citizens increased, as did the number of working-age adults. Dave?
Now, Corny John Edwards could go to prison for 30 years if the Democrat is convicted of campaign corruption. His jury is hearing closing arguments this morning.
Prosecutors hope the jury will agree with them that Edwards' use of donated money to hide his secret affair while he ran for president was illegal, though Edwards' defense team will argue once again that while it was wrong, it was not a crime.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown covering the trial in North Carolina. House Republicans are considering a defense bill the president is threatening to block.
You know, if he wants to veto the things that we're doing to try to help the troops, that's up to him.
GOP Congressman Buck McKeon pushing a bill that would add $8 billion in spending, claiming the president is shortchanging the Pentagon. The White House says the bill would keep programs that the military wants to cut. A new gauge of the economy measuring futures signs, so-called leading indicators, has gone down. But Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says
the economy is gradually getting stronger. And we've come a long way since the fall of 2008.
Now, this is good if you're trying to buy a home or refinance. Mortgage rates have hit new record lows, 3.79% for a 30-year fixed loan. Freddie Mac says 15-year mortgages are now down to 304. On Wall Street, another decline, the Dow down 30 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
The UN, trying to stop the fighting in Syria, claims Iran is meddling.
Iran, like Russia, is one of President Assad's few allies as he presses ahead with a 14-month assault on opposition forces wanting to topple his government. But despite a UN Security Council ban on weapons exports to the country, a confidential report seen by the news agency Reuters accuses Iran of supplying weapons to the Assad regime. The report says that in the last year there have been three seizures of large Iranian weapons shipments, two bound for Syria. The third involved rockets that Britain says were headed for Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
It's day two of Ratko Mladic's war crimes trial, accused of killing thousands in ethnic cleansing in Bosnia in the 90s.
The prosecution will produce ample evidence that Mladic was well aware of the crimes his troops were committing, and that he intended them to commit such crimes.
But prosecutor Dermot Groom has to wait to make that case, the judge imposing an indefinite delay, citing improper disclosure of evidence to Mladic's defense. An Ohio mother gets 9 years in prison for manslaughter and other charges the year after her 14-year-old daughter with cerebral palsy died, weighing just 28 pounds, found with bed sores and other signs of neglect. Fewer kids are lighting up.
Teenage smoking went from 11.9% in 2004 to 8.3% in 2010. Cigarette use among folks 18 to 25 dropped 5 percentage points from 2004 to 2010. Dr. H. Wesley Clark is the director of the survey.
Daily use group has decreased
faster than the so-called social use group, i.e. less than daily use.
The reason, according to Dr. Clark, the high cost of cigarettes and anti-smoking ads. Joy Piazza, Fox News Radio.
Now, as the Dow drops again, it's gone down 10 of 11 days before this session, we're seeing gold spike up. It's headed $35 an ounce higher. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning on May 17th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live and chatting, I hope. Yep. On KCNR1460.com. We got a new server. You can never tell. But it's up. It is most
can
of the
I
time.
Just hear you? Let's just get right okay. down to it, all right? Can I hear you do your famous Marine grunt, whatever you call that? A call out? What is it? A holler?
I don't know. It's not a holler.
What would you call it? It's like what you guys do when you see each other.
It's kind of like it can be used for anything.
Football players,
like
when they do their
word.
Chest.
It's like a certain word. That one word can be used for everything.
Uh-huh.
It's a noun. It's an adjective. It describes. It's, you know, it's verb, everything. But an oorah is like, you know, or louder.
Okay, but you have to become really seasoned to do it like that.
You know, Sergeant Cole's here. Sergeant Cole can give a oorah. And then the gunny, who's been in longer, okay, here the gunny, if the gunny's head doesn't explode from last night. There you go. See? No. All right, we're back here, of course, with the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today. And before we can start that, though, we're going to be going to our Wells Fargo advisors. Bob, you're looking at me in question. That's, you know, that's Bob's ooh-rides.
We're glad you guys are here. We're going to be talking about our Market Minute. And we do have...
First.
Yeah. Live on the air right now, is it Josh?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Josh Wiley,
Josh!
Our buddy, Josh.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy? What's going on in the Market Minute here with Wells Fargo?
Well, Wall Street opened to the downside this morning. The Eurozone debt crisis and disappointing economic data combined to push markets lower. Currently, the Dow's down 23 points at 12,573, while the Nasdaq's down 17 at 2,856, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,321. Oil's up 23 cents, $93.04 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.85%. Gold's up $34.80 this morning at $1,571, while silver is up 71 cents at $27.91 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, IBM's down 2 dimes at $199.51. Procter & Gamble's up 7 cents at $64.37, while Disney is down 14 cents at $44.94. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They give us the best about what's happening in Wall Street. Go down and visit them on Park Marina Drive. Great people, and they know what they're doing. Hey, before we go to our break, we want to talk to a good friend of ours, Dennis Patterson. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you?
Now, you're having something that's never been done before here in the North State. And just tell everybody about it, because it's coming right down the line here pretty soon.
Yes, next Saturday, May 26th, Memorial Weekend, we're doing an extreme cowboy race, first one in Northern California. Coors is a major sponsor for us. We've got 50 cowboys coming out to show their stuff and see how tough they really are against our course we've put together at my ranch on Dersh Road in Anderson. And folks can come out and watch. When you pay $12 to come out there, spend the whole day. We've got FFA cooking burgers and hot dogs. We've got vendors. And you're going to be 6 or 8 feet from the action. I mean, this is not sitting in the grandstands a half a mile away. And it should be a lot of fun.
Now, Dennis, when you say the extreme race, now, what does that consist of?
It's horsemanship in 13 different challenges in a course that I've set up. Some of these are water hazards, log jumping, roping, I mean, shooting guns, all kinds of things that are very difficult on horseback. And then you put a clock to it because the fastest guy wins, and all of a sudden it's adrenaline driven.
Well, yeah, and this is, and of course, you know, horses are going through this, and riders, we don't care too much about the riders, but the horses are always taken care of.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's safe for them. and the riders. We don't want to have any ambulance or air support, you know.
That's right. Well, that's so when we talk about this. But this is open. You've got, gosh, almost anybody can bring their horse if they think they can ride. Is that right?
Yes. And we have four classes. We've got the pros coming in from out of state that are trying to get points to go to the World Finals in Texas at the end of the year. And we've got locals that are the novices. It's an easier course. It's still timed, so that's the adrenaline, is you got to go as quick as you can. But anybody can ride this. It's open to all breeds of horses. And it doesn't matter how good you ride, as long as you're in control of your horse and you've got a safe horse, you can have fun at this. And that's the idea. We're bringing in Craig Cameron from Texas to announce this whole thing. We've got a professional photographer that's going to watch you go through some of these obstacles. We're trying to make it a venue that can come back every year to Reading.
Well, you know what? This is a great thing. You know, people love horses. People love to compete. And this is a new way of competition, new type of competition here. And it's a perfect place, I believe, for the North State to have this type of competition. Dennis, that's a great idea you had.
But thank you. We hope it's going to be very successful so we can do this each year and make it another event in Reading for people to come to and visit.
Hey, Dennis, quickly, where do we get tickets? How do we get a hold of you? Is there can we like you on Facebook or website or whatever?
Cottonwood Creek Equestrian Center is doing most of that for us, and that's cottonwoodck@yahoo.com. And we have Barn Bum, you can pick up tickets. Hawes Farm and Ranch, pick up tickets. Boot Barn has tickets. Hawes in Red Bluff also has tickets. Crossroads Feed down in Red Bluff has tickets. You can go to me and email me, Dennis. SolarPowerIsSmart.com, and I'll get you tickets. But you can buy tickets at the day of the event. We've got plenty. There's lots of room.
Okay.
You can come just that day.
That sounds like a great time.
Starts at 9 in the morning. It'll go until 4 or 5 in the evening. You don't have to stay all day. But bring a chair. We don't have bleachers. You're going to sit right up where the action is.
Okay. Hey, you know what? This is great. I can't wait to see this. And what a great idea, Dennis.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We hope to have fun.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Dennis Patterson there. West Coast Sustainables. Anyway, okay, we got to take a break because right as soon as we come back, we're going to look into the bloodshot eyes of our Marine Corps Mounted Cattle Guard and say, why do you keep coming back up here to Reading?
We're so happy to have you, and plus we're going to have some pancake breakfast ticket giveaway. So stay tuned. KCNR 1460.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
KCNR AM 1460 is proud to sponsor Hotto Rama May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. All makes, models, and years. Hot rods, muscle cars, production cars, imports, motorcycles, dragsters, 4x4s, and more. If it has wheels, it's here. Enjoy sound offs, hop offs, rock crawling, burnouts, and so much more. Get your tickets at your local Napa stores. Hot-O-Rama, May 18th and 19th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For info, visit hot-orama.com.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you.
Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl in the bot. 8:15 in the morning. Hey, you know, next week on the 23rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Home Helpers and Macy's are partnering in and presenting a Spring Senior Expo. Senior Expo draws crowds of seniors, caregivers, and families from all over the North State, all interested in learning about agencies and services in Shasta County. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. Well over 40 vendors are there. And the first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag, including a $10 gas card. Call Sharon Clark of Home Helpers at 226-8350. All right, our guest.
Now for the big stuff.
Dun-da-da-da. Okay, we have the United States Mounted Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard with us. This is the, third year?
Yes, sir.
Third year in a row. And we have Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant... No first name, Cole. We've known Sergeant Cole for what now, 2 years?
Yeah. First name.
Outstanding. No,
Sergeant.
Sergeant. That's it. And Sergeant Cole, as we've known him for 2 years, and a great Marine. Both of you are great Marines, and y'all are truly fine representatives of the Marine Corps. Y'all have come up here and become a almost a fixture at our Reading Rodeo and now the Veterans Day Parade.
Yes, sir.
So how do you select places to go to? You must get hundreds and hundreds of requests.
Yes, sir, we do. We get a lot of requests throughout the year. Right now, we bumped up to normally about 25 events per year to now this year we're about 76. So we've been going around from place to place representing the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. But we try to find the towns that are the most patriotic, military-friendly. People like your town, we've done Shasta Lake for the Veterans Day. We do this one now. We're going to go to Red Bluff. We've got Cottonwood. But it's people like you guys, Mr. Top Hand over there, Gordon Bach, the Asphalt Cowboys.
Top Hand of the Year right here. Wow.
We got him. Okay.
Jim and Penny for everything that you do.
And that's Taronda?
Yes. All the support that the town gives us is just unbelievable. Yeah. It's just Linda for Sunday. It's just unbelievable the support that we get. So that's what we look for. Just try to get out there and just get the respect.
Well, what we'd love to, you know, and thank you so much, but while we were at the break when you came on earlier, I know, Carl, you've changed up a little bit of, share with our listeners, what has changed from last year to this year with the writers?
Basically, what the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard we're doing now is, since we represent the whole entire Marine Corps, we got some diversity in our team. It was predominantly O3s before.
O3s being infantry, right.
We've changed it up now. We have all MOS, as well as we have males and females now to represent the whole entire Marine Corps. So we just got two brand new females, Corporal Page and Corporal Kessler. Corporal Page was in the Marine Corps band out of 29 Palms, and Corporal Kessler's a disperser out of Camp Pendleton. So now they're joining the team. Corporal Kessler's going to do her first ride on Saturday, as Corporal Page has been with us now. She did her first ride in Springville. Okay. She did about a month ago. So... great, great people. We're still looking for more people. Right now, there's only six of us in the whole entire Marine Corps.
Now, here's the thing, is when we talk about this, is the Marine Corps, this is an assignment you get. This isn't just like an extra duty you do. This is, you get assigned to the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Correct.
Sergeant Cole. Now, and so, and you don't have to have even ridden a horse. And you've had people that have come out here that have, well, Gunnery Sergeant Cole, or Bate, you haven't. You never rode a horse before, right?
My very first time on a horse was here last year.
And I remember that.
Yes, yes. I was a little nervous last year. Now look at that, I'm a trained professional. I'm a horse whisperer. But
yeah, I've noticed you whispering horses.
Yeah.
So you enlist in the Marine Corps, And you're just like, I want to serve. Just put me where I'm going to be. And next thing you know, you're on the mounted, you're in the mounted color guard. You're on these Mustangs. Share with our listeners again
the
history.
After
we want to know about the history of how you get the horses. How do you change up on your horses, or do you have the same horse throughout, you know, your period of a year in your, but we'll talk about this when we get back. Okay, guys. Love
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
KCNR 1460.
County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights, Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Marquee Care Shasta, Interim Healthcare and Hospice, Reading Memorial Park. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. Carl Lindebot. Oh, gosh, what a day. Hey, look, we've got four tickets to the Pancake Breakfast. And we're going to give those to the first person that calls, 605-4567, four tickets to the Pancake Breakfast. No, those are $100 tickets. Oh, no, I'm sorry, those are $10 tickets.
These are all, we're broadcasting, of course, out there tomorrow morning as well. Yeah. And you guys will be there. We'd love to see you walking around. You're like, you're such good eye candy. I can't help it. Can I say it?
You can say it. Okay, 605-4567, get your four tickets to the Pancake Breakfast for Friday morning there at Asphalt Cowboys. It's a great deal. It's a full breakfast. Anyway, y'all know about it. It's Pancake Breakfast. Okay, we were talking about the assignment to the color guard is, you know, in case people get the wrong idea. You've already had successful tours in the Marine Corps, and in this case for all y'all, combat tours. And then you are assigned, in your case, Gunny, that they said, we're going to assign you to a Mustang. And you thought, great. It wasn't until later they told you it was a horse.
Yes, sir. Basically what it is, sir, it's a 3-year duty assignment. It normally was you got called and said, hey, you're going to go be a part of the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Well, it's changed up that way now. Now Marines are actually finding out about us, and they are requesting to come down to us. Sergeant Cole was the first one to do that one. Normally, like we said, it's an infantry background. Sergeant Cole, being in communications, found out about us and actually petitioned to get it changed so he can come down there and join the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. With him doing that, that's how we've got now the disperser, the band. We also got corrections. So it's changing up. It's not no more, I'm telling you where to go. It's actually people requesting to come to us.
But then, and next could even be tougher, because now you've got to meet the criteria. You can't just be, because you're out in independent duty so much, you're representing the Marine Corps in front of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. So you've got to be squared away. You've got to meet all the, you know, the grooming standards, of course, but you've also got to be squared away to be able to go out in town at night and not bring a disreputable reputation onto the Marine Corps, which is part of being there.
Yes,
I mean,
sir,
you all have to represent it 24 hours a day.
Yes, sir, because it's easy. You can say, oh, a Marine messed up. Now, if someone says the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard messed up, there's six of us, two females, four males. It's pretty easy to distinguish who you are. So, yeah, we, at 24/7, anywhere we go, we're representing. We're meeting generals. We're meeting admirals. We're meeting
the public.
The public.
That's right.
Talking to the news, talking to the media. So anything you say,
it will be there.
Yes,
like
sir.
Like this. This will be here forever because it's in our archives.
Yes, sir.
Just to tell you that. Okay. How do you pick your horses? Now, your horses are even special.
Yes, sir. I'm going to let Sergeant Cole talk about that one.
Sergeant Cole.
Our horses are wild Mustangs we adopt from the Bureau of Land Management. We go out, we get to pick them out ourselves from any BLM remote site we want, and we get them trained at the Nevada State Correctional Facility.
Okay, now I've seen a documentary on this before where they bring them in and they train the horses, the prisoners. It helps the prisoners also.
Yes, sir.
When they're training this. So you go out and you pick them, they're always Palominos.
Correct.
They're selected. They're wild horses. You select them. The Nevada Penitentiary does the rough training.
Correct.
I imagine. And then you all then have to bring them into the fact of, hey, we're going to be walking down the street and there's 10,000 people screaming. I think you were at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
We've led that off since 96, I believe.
Yeah. See, and, you know, in fact, I think we were waving at you from the TV set. You may not have seen us.
Oh, we saw.
We saw you, sir. with that one, too, we have six right now. Sergeant Cole and Corporal Ryan, a few months ago, went down to Nevada, and they picked out five more horses that are actually in the correctional facility right now getting broke.
So are you all planning on expanding?
Yes, we are. We're going to try to get two teams. So we have, because right now we're at almost 80 events.
So you can live?
Yes, ma'am. We're going on the road about 200 days a year now. So we're trying to break up more teams so we got more events we can take. So if we do 80 and the other team does 80, that's 160 events. That's hitting almost a more...
Yeah, right. You can get to more people out there. And I tell you what, it's people like seeing you all coming down the street. And you all have been, like I said, this is our third year with you all coming up. And it's been nothing but, wonderful to see how you've been welcomed by the community and what you do for the community. You go out there and show up at places where people don't know you are. I mean, you go out for, like, fundraisers, and you've gone out to help people in raisers, and you've gone out to help people in raising funds that, you know, wasn't on the schedule, but you guys found out about it. You Marines found out about it and went there to help.
Yes, sir. We're very community-oriented. Like, we try to go anywhere we can to talk to kids, talk to the families, talk to the community, help out the community, because that's what we do. Like, that's our job. But to help out and raise as much as we possibly can. No one tells us to do it. We choose to do it. And that's what I think representing the Marine Corps is all about, getting that name out there.
Well, the Marine Corps has got a reputation for...
humanitarian service.
Obviously, it's changed since I got out. And but that's, I understand that the new ads are like, hey, we're out there to help you.
Yes, sir.
And, like the old commercial was, travel to exotic lands, meet strange people, and kill them all. No, it's changed now that we go to travel to exotic lands and help people
out there,
which is really where they've gotten into.
No better friend, no worse enemy.
There you go. I love that one. Yeah, hey, we'll be your friend. Don't make us mad.
Okay.
Hey, we've got like another man. Hey, Gordon Bach, top hand of the Asphalt Cowboys. What's it mean to have these guys here?
Oh, it means everything to us for our parade and for the community. You know, the Asphalt Cowboys is a big community service group, and having these guys and their profile come into town, it just elevates everybody's expectations, and they are the show when they come in the rodeo.
Well, I tell you, Gordon, you've played a very pivotal part in this. To get the Marines here, and we knew once they got them here, we'd be able to keep them here, come back every year, because we're a friendly group up here and supportive.
You're pretty instrumental in it yourself, but once the officer turns it over to his NCOs, it all gets done anyway. So that's how we work.
I kicked in the door. You all took care of everything else. That's
right.
How it happened. Anyway, okay, stop patting ourselves on the back. We're just glad you guys are here. We're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be back and finish this up about where you're going to be and some of the events here. And again, just to say, hey, thanks a lot for being here.
And coming up also later in the half hour, we have the winner of Senior Idol, Ken Stevens. He's in the house. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The day after their meeting with President Obama about America's economic future, congressional leaders don't sound any closer to finding common ground.
When the president told me yesterday that he wanted a clean increase in the debt limit, it almost took my breath away. We had this debate last year.
House Speaker John Boehner says he still wants spending cuts to match the next debt limit increase after the November election. A leading Democrat says Boehner is manufacturing a crisis.
And we have to have cuts that exceed even the extent to which we lift the debt ceiling. Is really immature, irresponsible. Let's get serious.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi. A U.S. diplomat says America's military is prepared to attack Iran if Iran poses a nuclear threat. Dan Shapiro is the U.S. envoy to Israel. He says a military option is not just available, but it's ready. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Debod, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. These guys are great. Take a step back in time. Good haircuts. Great haircuts. Great prices. Discounts for the military and seniors and veterans. Did I say military? I don't know. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. Man's Last Stronghold, we like these guys on there. It's a great place just to talk and find out what's going on in town. It's better than the Record Searchlight. Sorry, Silas, I was just kidding. All right, our guests today are the members of the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and
our new top hand
from Asphalt Cowboy, Gordon Bott, and Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant Cole. I guess Sergeant Cole has a name. We've known him. We've had a beer with him, but we never found out what his first name is. He's a sergeant's enough, sir. And he's right. That or Marine. Hey, Marine, come here. All right. Now, we talked about y'all being here. Okay, what are the events you've got going for the next couple of days?
Next couple of days, sir, starting today, we got the grand entry. That's what we're going to do. At 7:15, we'll be coming through the rodeo, presenting colors for the national anthem. We're going to be tomorrow. We've got the Chicks and Chaps. We also have the pancake breakfast. We'll be out there starting at 5 a.m. in our blues. We'll walk around, meet people, serve you food. We have autographed photos we're going to hand out so we can give to little kids. Then the parade starts at 10. We'll be leading the parade.
On Saturday,
as well as the grand entry. Pretty much got a busy week. And anything else that we can find that's going to help the community, we'll be there.
Sunday there's a sunset cruise as a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Center and Heritage Museum that you're all participating in that. So people can sign up for that. Just give the Veterans Center a call or the Heritage Museum a call and for tickets for that. And we're taking 50 tickets. Now, where are you going after here?
We head to Valley Center next weekend.
Valley Center.
Down by Escondido.
Okay. So do you guys you got your Mustangs at the rodeo grounds?
Yes, ma'am.
This is where you house them, right? So then when you leave Reading, do you just then at that point just trailer up the horses and then head to your next destination?
We'll spend a couple days at home in Barstow.
Okay. Okay, that's cool because we were able to go down and see the horses before. And lastly, would really like to hear about you guys doing outreach. You were talking about an outreach program that you kind of go to the schools. Is that something that you do in every place, or how does that happen?
Basically, ma'am, what we try to do, we try to go to schools, talk to kids about staying off drugs, talk to them about military, trying to. We also. A lot of us work at a program with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. It's a Scared Straight program. We go down there and teach kids who are about to go to jail. We give them leadership classes. We give them life lessons classes. And we pretty much are their last line of defense before they go to jail, these 8- to 14-year-old kids. So we pretty much try to go talk to all the schools, high schools, middle schools, give them a history about the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, and just try to educate them.
You want to tell them there's another avenue in life.
Yes,
and that's essentially is what you do. We talked about this on the break. You know, kids, Marines, people in service, they need structure.
They do.
If there's rules, it's easy to work it within that rule structure. If you don't have rules, it's tough. Life is a lot tougher without rules.
It is. And people always say, today's youth is bad, today's youth is bad. Well, what are you actually doing to help it? So we believe if we're going to help today's youth, let's go to the schools and talk to them and educate them so we actually have an impact on that.
We're not recruiters. We're not recruiting.
No. I understand that. Now, Sergeant Cole, I understand that you're going to be kind of like assuming the leadership role here in the Mounted Color Guard.
That's what they tell me, sir.
And Gunny, you're getting ready to head back to First Marines?
Yes, sir. I'm taking off back to First Marines coming the end of May. Sergeant Cole's going to take over. He's actually taking a huge responsibility. He's going to be the staff and COIC of the Mounted Color Guard. So he will be the eyes and ears of the Color Guard having to take care of the other 5 Marines we have now.
Okay, now you're going to take one of your horses back with you to the First Marines so you can lead the charge out or what?
No, I'm...
We'll give you a tongue tied on that one.
That was the first time I've ever been speechless. When I go back to First Marines, they aren't going to know what I did.
They're not going to know?
No.
You're not going to tell anybody?
Not until we show up and our surprise visit.
First Marines, I mean, you're out there at, you're 29 Palms, right?
I'm going to be at, Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton, First Marines, okay.
On our Facebook page, my photos are now going to leave. It's going to, Cole's already putting his, superimposing his face on my face, so he can go ahead and do that one. And this article is going to go away, too.
I see a lot of pictures, I see a lot of photos on Facebook of girls. I mean, do y'all meet, I mean, these are obviously girls like, you know, like Miss Rodeos and all that, and you've met them at the church services, right?
Yes, we have, sir. That's it is. We it's called a
ice cream social.
It's the cowboy church on Sundays. Basically, we go there and we're trying to just get the word out there. So we try to meet them, tell them get to go ahead and read the good book, get some milk and cookies, and hang out.
What are those pillars from Johnny's Cat House in last year? Were you there in an outreach program?
Oh, basically what we were trying to do there was, hey, we don't want you to drink, so we're going to give you rides. We're your designated driver. That's what we were trying to do. We were trying to be community service relations.
Do you understand why Gunny's are the backbone of the Marine Corps? Have you all figured out why Gunnery Sergeant, when you say, when something has to be done, you go to the company, Gunny, whatever it is, Gunny, I need this to be happen. And it's always kind of that they raise the eyebrow. Okay, sir. You know, if they wander, and sure enough, it happens. Hey, we can't thank you all enough for coming up here. We appreciate, we know that you all could be at places where there's a lot more people and probably a lot more, publicity. However, you're never going to find a place that doesn't, welcome you all, that welcomes you as much as we do up here in the North State. So, Gunnery Sergeant Michael Bate and Sergeant Marine Cole.
We will see you guys, at the rodeo all weekend long. We're so excited.
Come on down
to pancake breakfast tomorrow morning.
Come on down to pancake breakfast and meet these Marines.
We'll be broadcasting live.
Great representatives of the Marine Corps and of our of the United States of America. All right, thanks a lot. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
There's been a load of compromising on the road. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Satham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Join us in celebrating 19 years on the river at Wind River Casino, May 14th through May 20th. Monday through Sunday, bingo free play drawings. Wednesday and Friday, slot tournament bonus cash add-on. Saturday, play in the $1,000 cash add-on Monte Carlo tournament. And Sunday, pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed poker tournament. Plus hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more giveaways. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:44 in the morning, May the 17th. Looks like it's a good day. Maybe a chance for a little rain.
I know. Currently 67 degrees. We're going to have a slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 80 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Our friends up there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Can't say enough about my friends down at Redding Harley Davidson. Established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. They have everything. They have a full service center. They've got a full line of the newest bikes. They have a great selection of used bikes. And you can turn your bike in and trade it in for one of these new bikes. They have financing available. Their technicians are some of the best in the North State. Go visit them at 1268 Twin View Boulevard here in Redding. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Give them a call at 241-7117. You got to get your bike ready. Make sure it's safe. It's been kind of maybe sitting around, and it's time to be really riding. So visit, again, Redding Harley-Davidson, 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
All right. This is the moment you've been waiting for. I am really excited, and I hope his microphone is up and on. Welcome to the program, Ken Stevens, winner of Senior Idol.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
2012.
The current winner, okay, where there were 10. This was really hard. It was a very, very hard competition. Some really great singers. You came out in this red hat, and you sang a gospel tune that was a very up gospel tune. Tell us about the song.
Well, it's one I've done before, of course, and you have to supply your own accompaniment tape. And this is a kicked up version, and that's what I wanted to do. Something that, you know, they call it gospel because that's good news, you know.
Right.
That's what it means.
Right.
And I wanted to bring it, you know.
That's how you brought it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
You brought it.
It reminded me of like the old revival tents.
Yes.
When you'd hear people out in there singing, you could be driving by.
Oh, people were
standing
up.
And you could hear them from a mile away.
Yeah, they were.
A mile away, people were singing.
Oh, it was fun.
What was
really
the name of the song?
Jesus is alive and well.
Jesus is alive and well. And I got to tell you, the people were standing up because they felt like you, and then you wore this red hat, this derby.
Mm-hmm. And a red shirt.
And you just, you went, okay, you know how when we watch things on American Idol or we watch Dancing with the Stars or The Voice or singing competitions, you know, you feel in your heart when somebody goes to that place that is just wow. And that's what you did.
Yeah, well, you can feel it when you sing it, too. You know, you know when it's there. And because I've sung all my life, mostly in the church, you know. I've sung in, at the college a few times years ago with my daughter in Christmas classics and things like that. But and when you go to the Cascade, every singer, that's where they want to sing because it's built for sound. You know, a lot of buildings you sing in, they're not built for sound. And the systems are not really. But when I went to the run-through in the afternoon, I was a little bit apprehensive until then. And then when I got on stage and they fired up that sound system, and I said to myself, this is going to be fun. And it was. After that, I was really at ease.
Seize the moment.
Yeah, I was at ease. And, you know, there were some great singers there. There really was.
There were some great singers.
I just knew that. You know, I wanted to enjoy the evening, and that's what I did.
That's great.
And it was, you know, win, lose, or draw.
Right.
It was accepted, and I liked that.
You did it.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. I would love to hear from you. You know, what made you decide to do it? Was it a family member? I mean, because there, you know, it's like there's the dream of, oh, I think maybe I should do this, and then there's the actual filling out the forms, going through the auditions, there's the action of making. Of going through with it. What made you go through with it? How did you get inspired?
Well, music is what I do, have all my life, so why not, you know? Yeah, different ones encouraged me to sign up, you know. And I was a little apprehensive about it, you know. I mean, there's no fool like an old fool if you're not careful, you know. So, but I enjoyed it, the whole experience. And of course, Vista Living out there, you know, where all the auditions went on and all the preparation for it. They went out of their way to make you at ease. They did a swell job.
They are a great group of people.
Yeah, they're a great, they really are. You know, there was no, they were always out to have everybody do their best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's appreciated. And, I just know that I enjoyed the whole experience. I really did, you know.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when I first went there, what is it now, 4 years? And I've just been a judge here for
Well, we're
years.
Talking about, where again, Kent Stevens is the winner of the Senior Idol 2012. It's been going on 4 years. This just puts it on along with Taylor Motors.
And I think KRCR and, is there. But here's what I was getting ready to say was that I've been going to it for 4 years. And the first time I went was because Linda was a judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's been going on for 4 years.
Ken Westrick won.
And I said, I just went there prepared to be polite. You know, just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard the singers from that first year, I'm sitting there thinking, this is a great show. Then the second year, the third year, and this year, I think the level of competition has just gone up every year. I mean, everybody there was good. So
that's true.
Ken Westrick, he kind of set the standard. He did because I wasn't there. This is the first time I've even attended, but I've been online, and I watched his video, you know. You guys... Fantastic singer.
Yes.
I'm surely glad he wasn't a part of it this year.
I tell you what, both of you have got just magnificent voices.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are talking to Ken Stevens here on KCNR 1460. Ken is the winner of the Senior Idol, you know, that just took place last Friday. And I just would like to, it's great. We're taking your calls, too. We've got about 10 minutes left here on this Thursday, 8:50 in the morning. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy.
You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. They support our community, and we, of course, support them. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Specialty coffee
and brew. Now, tomorrow we're going to be, of course, down at the Pancake Breakfast down in the Gulch with 10,000 of our closest friends be listening for us. But also we have Sharon Clark coming on and talking about this big
Senior Expo.
It's going to be next week. She'll be on with some of the people.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock here at the station, I'll be interviewing Sharon. Cheryl will be talking about some of her people that will be in the Senior Expo. And so it's a big full morning. And then tomorrow, again, the rodeo, I'll be participating in the chicks and chaps. But let's talk about what's happening right now. We've got Ken Stevens with us, who is the winner of Senior Idol 2012. Ken, share with us, you were born and raised in Reading.
Yeah, I wasn't born here, but as a small child, My family, they moved here because of the dam being built. There was jobs, you know. So in 39, that's when I was here. I was, I think, about 2 months old when they moved here. And so I've been here ever since, you know, raised up in the Central Valley area. Of course, they call it Shasta Lake City now. But and I currently live and have for 35 years off of Lake Boulevard out in the Buckeye area. So I've been here all my life.
And you're in construction and still working.
Yeah, I'm working part-time. Yeah, I work for an underground outfit that does a lot of underground electric and telephone work, things of that nature. Dudley Excavating out of a Red Bluff area. And I'm working part-time. I still enjoy it. I don't get down the ditches anymore, of course, but I bid a lot of work. I like to stay active.
Yeah, you can
tell.
Of course,
I love to bass fish. I'm a bass fisherman.
Are you
absolutely. I belong to a couple of the local clubs.
So you're about Charlie Moss. Did you ever bass fish with Charlie Moss?
No, but I know who he is.
Yeah. So you had the boat and the whole thing.
I got the boat, too.
My gosh. And this is the place for that, huh?
Oh, sure. Shasta Lake. Why, you know, people come from around the world to come here, you know, so why not?
So, we just can't say enough about you. Like I said, you know, you have a dream. You love to do what you do. And sometimes people get the fear will get in the way or the I can't or, you know, I don't know if I have the time. So you are a shining example of move forward with your life, follow through, go through the auditions, go through, fill out the forms. What have you got to lose? Like you said, win, place, or draw. Yeah. You did it, and you just happened to win because you gave everything you had in that moment. I don't know if you held anything back.
No, I didn't. You get an opportunity once in a while, and there's no greater place to sing in the Reading area than the Cascade Theater. It's built for sound, and it's got the great sound system. And, you know, if you can't sing there, you can't sing any place.
Is this the first time you've been on the Cascade stage?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'll share with that because I've done the Cascade a few times myself. Mm-hmm. And it is almost daunting because it's so live. It was, of course, built for live theater without amplification. So you can literally talk and the person on the upper balcony can hear you. That's the way the old theaters were really built.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
that's right.
They didn't have amplification. So imagine amplification on top of that. So you have to really have a good ear, I think, to be and then to come out with this. It was a sold out house.
Oh, it was packed, 1,000 people there. So if you can't sing there, you know, but I would encourage anybody that believes they have a voice to go ahead and sign up for it next year. You know, jump out there, get in it, because you'll have a great time because Vista Living out there, they absolutely will make you feel at home. And, you know, it gets down to your you go through they drop it down to 24 semifinalists, you know, and you get through that, and then you wait to hear the phone call or the letter to arrive, you know, and it was exciting.
Yeah,
it really was.
God.
I mean, you know, 72 years old, and it's still exciting because, you know, I love to do a lot of things, bass fishing and everything, but music, I've done it all my life, and I still do it. I mean, I sing practically weekly at the church, you know, not either by myself or with a group, you know.
Yeah.
And I like to sing with quartets. I really do. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we love your energy. You just can tell that you're a vibrant man, and I bet you are really a lot of fun to be around.
Well, I hope so.
We got about a minute left. You know, the judges really had, you know, listening to Linda and Brent and Mike talk about it, really had a tough time this year.
Oh, I know.
On
they
this
did.
Because I mean, you just had. I mean, there was. I mean, they were all good, but when you get into that top four or five, mm-hmm. that, you know, there wasn't very much separating y'all on this. And I have to admit, I really believe that your performance, the energy, and the way you brought the crowd into it, that had to be the winner.
You seized the moment.
That was it. Well, I mean, you came out after a really, really tough act.
That's true.
Miss Delta.
She was hard to follow, and I knew that. So you might as well just
say it
give
right
it your all.
Yeah, might as well just face it and go for it. You know.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for
Ken
being here,
Stephen. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you
tomorrow
for having me here.
Tomorrow, pancake breakfast. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned off.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Mitt Romney and the Republican Party raising $40 million last month, not far from the $43 million President Obama and the Democrats reported. Now, the conservative billionaire Joe Ricketts is planning to pay for ads spotlighting President Obama's former pastor Jeremiah Wright and some of his racially heated sermons. Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
What was interesting to me is that this is all going to be funded by the owner of the Chicago Cubs. Well, I hope they're as successful with this campaign as the Cubs are on the baseball field.
Romney's campaign manager says they'll denounce anything that amounts to character assassination. House Republicans moving forward with a budget that swaps cuts in defense for cuts in other programs. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in D.C.
While the Republicans say President Obama is shortchanging the military and leaving the country vulnerable, so this GOP Pentagon budget calls for a spending increase of about $8 billion, $4 billion more than the White House plan. Among the new proposed plans, a missile defense site on the East Coast.